Where's this place?
It's in central London.
It looks like a castle.
Yes, and it's a dangerous place.
Are you sure? Is it as scary as it looks?
Let's go in and find out.
BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是 Oliver， 欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学节目。
And I'm Helen. Today we're taking you on a journey of discovery inside one of the darkest places in London.
伦敦最黑暗的地方，这就是伦敦塔。
The Tower of London. We have quite a few stories for you about this dark place.
我相信你已经猜到了，就像它的名字一样，伦敦塔自然是在伦敦了。没错，伦敦塔呢坐落在伦敦城中心，紧邻泰晤士河，而且啊，它就在伦敦另外一个著名建筑伦敦塔桥的边上。
The Tower of London was built 900 years ago by the King of England at the time, William the Conqueror.
这座宏伟的宫殿呢，修建于900年前。与其说它是一座宏伟的宫殿，不如说它更像一个城堡。
It certainly looks intimidating.
巨大可怕。Intimidating.
And one thing that the tower is famous for is its role as a prison and a place of execution.
对了，这儿曾经是一座非常有名的监狱。当年呢，很多死刑犯就是在离大门口不远的 Tower Hill 那里被处死的。
Well, are you interested in the gory details? Then it's time to go on a guided tour.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, great privilege today. Your guided tour will be... played in China, all right? Wow. Well, as part of the BBC, so if you do laugh in the right places, that will help. Okay.
Bill is a guide who lives inside the tower, and he showed us around.
太好了，这回我们可有真正的向导给我们带路了。不过呀，胆小的朋友们，你们可得当心了。在这个戒备森严的城堡里，不知道曾经有多少犯人被关在这里呢？
Yes, how many prisoners and how many executions?
那么又有多少是死刑犯呢？
We only had 3,500 prisoners. And of these, only 363 were actually executed. That's not bad. It's about 1 in 10.
原来这里曾经关押过3500多名犯人，其中包括363名死刑犯。
Want to hear more about the grisly details? Bill has a story.
就在伦敦塔的外面会搭起一个突出的木头台子
A raised wooden platform
并且在上面铺满麦秸和干草
Straw, long dried grass
Right, as you're so obsessed with the beheadings They used to take place up there on Tower Hill Now on execution day Thousands of bloodthirsty people, not unlike yourselves Would gather around a raised wooden platform up thereThat platform was covered with straw to absorb the...
Blood.
Yeah.
Yuck, that's disgusting.
真的很恶心的。铺着的稻草是用来吸死刑犯的血的。但是 Helen, 这只是开始。更可怕的还在后面呢。
People were mainly beheaded with one stroke of the axe. What happened next was standard. The head was impaled on a soldier's pike, a spear-like weapon, and it was carried...through the streets of London and left on London Bridge as a warning to other would-be traitors. But it also served as an early form of bird feeder.
As Bill explained, people were mainly killed with one stroke of the axe.
大多数的死刑犯呢都会被刀斧手用斧头一下子砍死。And that's lucky.
Absolutely. And after the victim lost their head, the awful thing was that the head was then put on the soldier's pike.
长矛。Pike, 被砍下的头颅会被一个钉子固定在长矛之上，之后在伦敦城里游街。
And it would be left at London Bridge.
之后被放置在伦敦桥。伦敦桥是伦敦另外一个著名的景点。
And this was to serve as a warning to other would-be traitors.
反叛者 traitor, 其实在这里的意思呢，就是给市民一个警告。
What's more, the piked heads.Attracted birds and they were picked at.
太恐怖，太恶心了！被砍下来的头颅呢，最后成了鸟们的食物。
Here's Bill again with a story of execution.
Now on execution day, thousands of bloodthirsty people, not unlike yourselves, would gather around a raised wooden platform up there. That platform was covered with straw to absorb the
Blood. Blood.
Yeah. People were mainly beheaded with one stroke of the axe. What happened next was standard. The head was impaled on a soldier's pike, a spear-like weapon, and it was carried through the streets of London and left on London Bridge as a warning to other would-be traitors. But it also served as an early form of bird feeder.
大家好，欢迎回到节目中来。您现在正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学节目。我们正在节目中带大家游览伦敦著名的景点——伦敦塔。
As we moved inside the castle, another dark story awaits us.
一个关于城堡当中两个王子 princes 突然消失的故事。What's the story, Helen?
Around 400 years ago.
400年前的事儿了。
King Edward IV died.And left his brother Richard, Duke of Gloucester, to look after his young sons, one of whom was the new king.
当时的英国国王爱德华四世在死之前呢，把自己的儿子们托付给了他的弟弟理查德，其中大儿子也将会成为新的国王。
But Uncle Richard locked up his nephews into the Tower of London and seized the throne for himself.
Wow, that's bad. 叔叔囚禁了自己的侄子们。而自己却窃取了王位。
The poor boys were only 14 and 10 years old.
小王子们大的14岁，小的只有10岁。
And then one day the boys simply disappeared within the tower.
就这样，突然间，他们失踪了。是他们的叔叔杀死了他们吗？他们的尸体被发现了吗？
Does your uncle ever babysit?
Not anymore, right.
Their disappearance was a mystery for nearly 200 years. In 1674, workmen on the south side of the White Tower, removing an old stairwell, found a box. Inside were the remains of two small boys. Experts at the time claimed these to be the bones of the princes.
王子失踪之谜直到200年之后才被解开。
Workmen started to do some repair works on the south side of the White Tower.
白塔是伦敦塔的中心，工人们当时是在白塔的南边做一些维修工作。What did they discover?
Well, the workmen found a box under an old stairwell.
楼梯间。
Stairwell.
在一个旧楼梯间的下面，工人们发现了一个盒子。
Yes, and inside the box, there were remains of two small boys.
遗骸。
Remains.
盒子里面是两副小男孩的尸骨。
And experts at the time claimed the bones belonged to the young princess.
那个时期的专家们声称
claimed
这正是两个小王子的尸骨，这是一次重要的发现。那么那些尸骨又被怎么处理了呢？
And on orders of King Charles II, they were placed in Westminster Abbey in Innocent's Corner, which is named in their honor.
遵照当时的国王查尔斯二世的指令，
King Charles II gave orders.And the remains were buried in Westminster Abbey.
尸骨被安葬在了威斯敏斯特大教堂，那儿也是英国皇家墓地。
What's more, the place was named the Innocent's Corner in their honor.
清白的。
Innocent.
在大教堂里，为了表达对他们的敬意而命名了清白角，因为小王子们受到了非常不公正的待遇。
But who killed the boys?
But who killed them?
To this day, nobody really knows. Well, just when you think the Tower of London couldn't get any scarier, Bill has another surprise for us.
真的，这会儿啊会更加的险恶了。听说在伦敦塔里边有一个用于折磨犯人、实施酷刑的密室。
A torture chamber, and it's a dark, nasty, and cruel place deep inside the castle.
Torture is a way to keep a conversation going. It is the turbocharge to an interrogation. And by far, the most famous interrogation that took place here was that of Guy Fawkes.
Bill 还挺幽默的，他说施加酷刑是为了让谈话能够继续。
Yes, Bill said torture is a way of keeping the conversation going.
能够让对犯人的审讯
interrogation
进行得又快又有效。
Yes, on the turbo charge.
在这里最著名的审问就是对 Guy Fawkes 的审讯。
Do you know what he did?
Please do tell.
Well, he tried to blow up the Parliament in 1605, but he failed.
Oh dear, 他居然想在国王正在议会大厦里的时候炸毁议会大厦，但是他失败了。可想而知，他的下场肯定很惨。
Guy Fawkes was bound by his wrist and ankles to two spindles. These were then set in the rack. By means of a ratchet mechanism, the spindles turned in opposite directions. So he began to stretch.
这个刑具叫做
The rack.
Guy Fawkes 的手腕
Wrists
和脚腕
Ankles
都被绑在了木轴上面
Spindles.
如果你转动那个轴，猜猜看会发生什么？
Well, the spindles would turn in the opposite directions.
那么如果上面绑着一个人的话呢？那么这个人就会被撕扯开。
Yes, the poor guy would be stretched.
On the rack, you can stretch a man nearly 6 inches and then things go rather badly wrong. Joints get pulled apart. Now your joints are held together with ligament and tendon. You might have known that.But it will be news to some of you that ligament and tendon are stronger than bone. It's a pain! That's what we're talking about here. Are they all cracked on the rack?
显而易见，根据他讲的，人最多可以被拉扯长六英寸。
And that's the limit. Then things start to go wrong.
如果再拉的话，关节
joints
就会被拉成两半。
And joints are held together by ligament
韧带
and tendon.
肌腱就是把骨头包围起来的软组织。
And they're stronger than bone, as Bill says. So imagine being pulled on the rack.
疼痛，撕心裂肺，难以忍受的疼痛。
So not many prisoners survived the torturous rack. Not even Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes 最终屈服于这个刑架，之后他被判处了死刑。
And how he died was unbelievably nasty.
Oh, Helen, 我想我们还是不要在节目里面讨论那些细节了吧，真有点让人受不了了。
No, I won't go on. But now let's have a reminder of what the rack could do to you.
Guy Fawkes was bound by his wrist and ankles to two spindles. These were then set in the rack. By means of a ratchet mechanism, the spindles turned in opposite directions. So he began to stretch.On the rack, you can stretch a man nearly 6 inches, and then things go rather badly wrong. Joints get pulled apart. Now, your joints are held together with ligament and tendon. Pain! That's what we're talking about here. Are they all cracked on the rack?
好了，听众朋友，听完了上面的内容，你明白了吧？为什么我们说伦敦塔实实在在是教科书里边最黑暗的地方？
And there are loads of stories for those of you interested in torture and executions.
遗憾的是，我们没有太多的时间给您继续做介绍了。
Well, I hope you've enjoyed our tour with Bill in the Tower of London.
好了，我们今天的节目就到这里了。
Bye for now.
再见。
This is BBC Learning English.